Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
Welcome to the Conversations with Eileen podcast. I'm your host, Eileen Guido. I'm a creative soul on a mission to motivate, connect, and build community. And I want to thank you for joining me on my quest of inspiring others one conversation at a time. Remember, click subscribe. That way you never miss an episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Conversations with Eileen and on Twitter at Convos with Eileen. This way, you'll have updates, behind-the-scenes news, information on local and national events, volunteer opportunities, and more. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Conversations with Eileen. I'm your host, Eileen Guido. So glad to have you guys back, and for new listeners, welcome. Glad you decided to join us. We've got a big week coming up. No, not the inauguration, although that is a rather big deal of national importance. And we also have Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday. What I'm referring to is a little bit more personal. It's my youngest daughter's 21st birthday. 21? How the heck does that happen? The passage of time in what seems like an instant. But what seems like a moment has carried experiences, lessons, and opportunities and more. And it also got me thinking about all of us. What have we done with the passage of time? Are there more should-haves and could-haves, or more accomplishments and experiences outside of your comfort zone? Have you not only looked to improve your well-being, but that of others? Now, being that we have Martin Luther King Day coming up, I'd like to go ahead and quote him. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. Now that quote is almost 60 years old, 58 years to be exact. And unfortunately, it still speaks to so many instances of today. When I was a kid in school, hearing about events that happened back in the 60s and throughout history, I wondered how things like this were allowed to occur, how people reacted and why. I wondered if I was alive back then, what would I do? What could I do? Now, while I'm not in the middle of every protest, I'm listening, observing, documenting, and speaking up. I'm doing what I can in the moment to bring about awareness. Trying to see how and where I can make a difference. Why? Because it's important. Because it's what needs to be done. Because playing small to not make others uncomfortable is not who or what I am. And I suppose that's the same thing for a lot of other people. Some days it may feel like it's not enough, but then again, it's more and definitely better than not doing anything at all. What are your thoughts on improving not only your own life, but the world around us? As always, I want to thank you for joining me on my quest of inspiring others one conversation at a time. Take care. If you found value in today's message, feel free to share my podcast. You can also take a screenshot, tag me at Conversations with Eileen, and share on your social media. Just a reminder, this is a listener-supported podcast. Any donations are greatly appreciated and help make a positive impact in our community.